The band we're hearing is named after a store that sells lawn ornaments. It's called Fountains of Wayne.
I pick her up outside the station. She's telling me about her spring vacation. She's not leaving much to the imagination.
Fountains of Wayne has a new double CD that collects years worth of offbeat music that never made it onto their albums. It's called Out of State Plates. Music journalist Ashley Kahn spoke to the band's co-leaders.
Fountains of Wayne have been around for almost a decade. In that time, they've released three albums of smart and funny songs that can be surprisingly sincere and are always well-crafted. Their music offers depth and maturity uncommon in most pop recordings.
TV, she finds intoxicating, shows about cops and dating. She has a soft spot for cops who are robots.
Fountains of Wayne are the pop band for those who don't like pop. They've earned a devoted following of fans and critics.
We had an interviewer once point out to us that so many of our songs had to do with transportation, you know, flying, driving.
And I don't know where this is going, but I've got a feeling I'll do the driving from now on.
That's Chris Collingswood, one of the four guys who make up the band. He and Adam Schlesinger are the songwriters at the heart of Fountains of Wayne.
I am that guy, Adam. I sound somewhat like this.
And on this side, it's that guy, Chris.
I grew up mostly in Montclair, New Jersey.
I grew up in a tiny little farming town north of Philly called Sellersville.
On stage, Fountains of Wayne never fail to deliver energy and excitement. But songwriting is really what the band is about.
I think we both sort of valued songwriting over the performing aspect.
We both really like melody a lot, and we both like kind of traditional song structures with verse and chorus more than, you know, riffs or just tracks, which is how a lot of today's music is written.
And we like the word baby a lot.
We like to say baby, mama occasionally.
That's important, yeah.
Well, baby, I've changed. Won't you come back home? 'Cause I've changed my wicked way.
When the two are speaking together, they play off each other like a comedy team. Adam Schlesinger offers straight answers while Chris Collingswood throws in the punchlines. It reveals a camaraderie that's made their creative partnership so fruitful and comes after years together.
When Fountains of Wayne got started in about 95, Chris came in with a batch of songs that had all these references to his friends and people he knew, and kind of a light bulb went on for me. He said, oh, I didn't know we could write about that stuff. The guy that we have the temp job with, or the place we went to high school, and it just kind of opened these floodgates for us. The hard part is coming up with the initial idea for it, and then, you know, it is kind of almost like finishing a crossword puzzle at that point. You know, you've already discovered the theme of the puzzle and you're just filling in all the little words around it.
Well, she picked me up in a German car, and she took me out to an Irish bar.
Schlesinger says The Girl I Can't Forget is a good example of that crossword puzzle approach.
You know, I knew when I started writing it that it had to start with this guy having this night that got away from him, and at the end he has to end up with the girl, and then it just took a little while to piece all the lines together so that it got from point A to point B.
Did you ever roll in it too, Chris?
Just hyperventilating while you sang it because there's too many words.
But at least that helps explain the cuts and bruises on my head.
Fountains of Wayne, how a lyric sounds is often more important than what it actually means.
A lot of times when critics review an album, they kind of review it like they're reviewing a book. You know, they just take the lyric sheet and they talk about it. And sometimes a line that looks really stupid on paper can sound amazing and sound really meaningful, and vice versa.
Fountains of Wayne's new album, Out of State Plates, is a closet-cleaning collection of unreleased recordings by the band. One of the standout tracks is a cover of this well-known hit.
Give me a sign. Hit me, baby, one more time. Oh, baby, baby, how was I supposed to know that
something wasn't right here.
In their sentimental version of the song, Fountains of Wayne find an unexpected depth of emotion that the original recording skipped over.
Give me a sign.
When we heard that Britney Spears song the first time, it was 1999, and she just released it, and we both immediately said, that's a really great song, you know, and although it was produced in a really slick kind of mainstream pop way, I mean, you could hear this cool melody, and we're very open to listening to a song that could come from anywhere.
I tend to rework stuff to make it easier to sing. You know, I'm actually a baritone who sings like a tenor, so it's often an issue for me.
I'm a Scorpio.
No, you're not. You're a Libra?
Yeah, I'm a Scorpio. Mm. But I sing like a tenor.
Another surprise on Fountain's new album is their take on an old arena rock ballad from the 70s. Yes, that's Electric Light Orchestra's classic tune, and its title says a lot of what a well-crafted song can do. For 9 years now, Fountains of Wayne has made a habit of creating or recreating melodies that simply get stuck in one's head. And that's not a complaint.
Ashley Kahn is the author of A Love Supreme, the story of John Coltrane's signature album. And again, the new album from Fountains of Wayne is called Out of State Plates. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer.